Hey guys, it's Monday, which means it's Day by Day Expressions. And this month, we've got a special guest, a good friend of mine, Dr. Aaron Brister. And Dr. Brister is the baseball coach at Central Baptist College. So, Dr. Brister, welcome to Day by Day Expressions, man.
Thank you, Cliff. Glad
so, to be here. Like, this whole expressions idea is to get us to think about how our walk with the Lord makes its way into our professions, where we express our lives. And so I want to get into that with you. But first of all, man, how did you get into the coaching world? What was that story like?
Yeah, so had a lot of good coaches, played a lot of sports, enjoyed it. My family loves sports. My dad played growing up, and my mom started off as a college cheerleader, and so it's just kind of ingrained. We love watching the Razorbacks growing up and all that. But 10th grade, I had the opportunity to coach a Pee Wee basketball team.
Okay.
And, you know, third and fourth graders, and I was in 10th grade, and, man, I loved it. Everybody had the Chicago Bulls, the Celtics. I asked my young third and fourth graders, what do y'all want to be called? Sticky and Sweet was their name. And I said, all right, guys, we got it. We end up winning the championship. It was great. So,
raised the banner for Sticky and Sweet.
That's right. But, man, I just had fun with it. And I'm like, man, just watching these young guys grow and getting to teach them what I knew and I'd learned from my coaches and everything, and then getting to see it kind of play out into fruition with these young guys and seeing their excitement in the success.
Yeah.
I thought, dude, I can get into this.
So cool.
Yeah.
So that has led from 10th grade all the way to now to where you've been the head baseball coach at CBC for how long now?
This is my 12th season
here,
20th year coaching college baseball as a head coach this year.
So, that's incredible.
Yeah.
So talk to us just a little bit about how your walk with the Lord makes its way into coaching.
Yeah. So, Cliff, for me, man, I just my heart is that our walk with the Lord is just, I mean, it's what we do every day.
Yeah.
Whether it's coaching, whether it's at church, whether it's in my neighborhood, whether it's at the coffee shop. I was at a coffee shop this morning with a dude just talking about the Lord, you know. And so easy to say, hard to do, maybe. But man, how you pull it into coaching, you live it daily, right? And so then it's not forced. It's not, you don't have to plan like, okay, what can I say about Jesus here? It's just like, and it's ingrained in us. And
yeah.
I think that's the word abide, right?
Yep. So John 15.
Yeah. So John, if you're John 15, if you're abiding in me, I'm abiding in you. And that to me is kind of how I pull that in. And so for me, there was a question when I decided, I went to University of Arkansas for my PhD and all that, and I knew the Lord was leading me into teaching and coaching because I enjoy the teaching aspect as well. But it's like, okay, so what do I choose now? God, what do you have? What do you have for me? Am I going to be in a secular setting and bring Jesus into the fold?
Right.
Am I going to be in a private Christian setting and bring Jesus into the fold, right? Like, and praise the Lord for me, I knew he put me in that niche in Christian colleges, and that's what I've been in ever since. And so then I don't have to worry, right?
Yeah,
and I don't have to – not that I would, but God would protect me. I believe that. But I just think the setting – I mean, many people say, oh, well, all these kids are coming to CBC. Well, they're all saved, you know, and no.
Well, as you were talking about, do I go into the university, a secular university, or do I go into private? But where you are, you get both.
That's right.
Like, you get both. And so I know that I've heard you say before that, you know, part of what you're doing as a coach is not necessarily trying to win championships as much as it is to build men, to build young men into better men. And I think I've seen personally the evangelism and the discipleship taking place in the way that you coach there.
Sure, and I tell my guys, you know, I mean, we right now probably on my team there's I have 70 guys between our varsity and our developmental team. But there's three guys that are non-believers.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, the other ones may not be followers, but they know about it and they claim but I know three that have said, you know, I just wasn't raised this way, I don't, but and I said, well, Do you think that you can come in? Because we're going to talk about it on the daily.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to shove it down your throat, but, I mean, are you okay? Oh, yeah, I'm good with it. I'm good with it. So, praise the Lord. But, like, my planting of seeds and God using me to plant those seeds, man, it's an honor to be able to do that.
Right.
Because I want to see it now, right?
Yeah.
But I like, oh, man, so many, after 20 years of this, showing my age, but so many phone calls and emails of, man, I didn't get it then, Coach, but now, man, I'm just seeing, like, I need the Lord more than anything. It's not just about the wins and the losses.
Yeah,
and so, back to your question, but the wins, I mean, like a kid gives his heart to the Lord and becomes, you know, a follower of Christ, man, that's better than any championship.
That's the championship.
That's the championship. That's it, brother. That's great. Fires me up.
And, you know, going back to that John 15, that abide, and I think that's so important because he talks about that he will produce the fruit through us. And I think a lot of times we try to tie fruit on to the branch.
That's right.
And that just withers. That just goes away, and it causes frustration and bitterness and all that stuff. And so, man, that's a great way to think about it. It's just abide. Mm. He's going to produce the fruit through us and his time and the type of fruit that he wants at that particular place.
And I think the consistency is what these guys really are longing for in their life. You know, I think, Cliff, that there's so much inconsistency in our world in people, right? One, they'll set you up and then they'll let you down, set you up, let you down. Obviously, I'm a sinner just like anybody else, but I've just really come to believe that if I can redirect their attention more toward Christ and off self, you know, and we think about, you know, our politics and we think about our coaches and the NIL and all this is money seeking this. It's attention on the person. Now, let's redirect that.
Right.
Like, let's not say, okay, how good can Coach Brister be or how good can his staff be? Like, let's say, hey, how good can we make you and how good can we make us together?
Yeah.
And then it's not like, I mean, because I'm one, like, I tell my coaches, like, it's okay for us to admit when we're wrong. And I tell them, real men admit when they fail.
Right.
Because that's how we get past it. Because baseball is a game of failure, right?
Absolutely.
So we want to teach that. Like, how it's not that I'm going to fail or how I'm going to fail. It's like, how can I overcome the failure?
Yeah.
And, you know, of course, scripture comes out in that. I mean, you know, we're all through Christ more than conquerors,
right?
So we're going to be overcomers, and that's what we're going to do, guys. We get knocked down, we're going to get back up, and we're going to keep fighting, you know, so.
Yeah. Well, Coach, I'm excited to extend this conversation. I can tell that it's going to be a good one throughout this month.
Yeah.
And so you guys just get ready. Coach Brister is high octane
all the time,
right? And so you guys come back next Monday for Day by Day Expressions.